Hare Krishna. So today is Friday, 14th of March. Nurses program, Hare Krishna. So, Uddhav, you know Uddhav, na? Uddhav is Krishna's cousin brother. He is also Krishna's big advisor in Dwarka. He also looks like Krishna. He is a disciple of Brahaspati. So he is highly knowledged. He is a very chivalrous commander-in-chief of Dwarka Senapati, Dwarka army. And he is a very close friend of Krishna. And he is cousin brother of Krishna also. So from cousin, there is, see, Krishna had many aunts. So one of the aunts is Uddhava's mother. Like Kunti also is Krishna's aunt. So Arjun becomes cousin brother. So like that, Hare Krishna. So, and in devotion also he is a great devotee of the Lord. And he has such a position that he eats with Krishna, he sometimes sleeps with Krishna, dines with Krishna, goes for hunting, laughing, joking, fun, picnic, everything he is with Krishna, official matters, wars, you name it. Nobody can imagine how one can be more close than this person to Krishna. So from the point of view of devotion also, he has achieved the highest position in front of Krishna, in relation with Krishna. So this Uddhav, he goes to Vrindavan with the message of Krishna to gopis. And he is thinking that gopis are very morose because Krishna has left them and Krishna has gone away from them. And they are so sorrowful, they are so miserable. So I am supposed to go give message of Krishna and then I am supposed to console them, give them good counseling, to come over their grief and make them at least peaceful, if not happy. So he has his own calculation. He is a very knowledge person, very expansively knowledgeable person, very capable person, very elevated person, very senior person. From all points of view, he is the best person. Plus he is coming in royal chariot, so everything was like very perfect. So he has his calculation. So I go to some other hospital to give a lecture, I have calculation. I have doctors, juniors, seniors, postgraduates and faculty. So I will speak like this, I will have some idea. But here he gets totally stumped. As soon as he comes, he has in mind that because I have learned yoga, and I know when you do perform yoga, you become very peaceful. You come over sorrow and happiness and everything. So as they are very sorrowful, fully sorrow, I will teach them yoga and I will bring their mind in equilibrium. This is what his expert thinking is, that some ladies in the village are very sorrowful because of our master has left them. So let us pacify them. So he is actually thinking of, I'll teach them yoga and give them knowledge by which they will become detached and come out of their misery. What he sees, as soon as he goes to Vrindavan, he sees gopis sitting in meditation like this. Okay. Now all of you should know what is yoga actually. Yoga means to unite with the Lord. Unite with Narayan in the heart. Narayan is there in the heart, but I have not realized it. With great practice and with great concentration and with great determination and desire, I want to bring that Lord in the heart fully manifest. And I want to contact Him and unite with Him. That's why we do yoga. Now, in the mind, many things are there. There is money, there is family, there is that. So many things are there. And then, now we want Krishna. So, in the middle of the crowd, we want to say, get away, I want to make place for Krishna. I am doing tapasya for that. So, they found gopis doing that. So, he thought, already they are doing yoga. So, he asked them, what yoga are you doing? Now, listen to the answer very carefully. What answer they gave. Very unique and significant and bewildering answer they gave. To a great pandit, it was a confusing answer. They said, we are doing yoga to forget Krishna. He has not learned that yoga. He has only learned yoga to remember Krishna. If you are not remembering Him, how to remember Him in yoga? That he has learned. But he has not learned that yoga where he is fixed in the heart and someone wants to forget Him. That's why he is doing yoga. So there he is first ball making involved. Okay. Then they are started describing to Him. He said that first our hearts were very simple and very straightforward. But Krishna is crooked. He is Tribhanga, that means he is bent in three places. He is bent in here, bent in the waist and bent in the feet also. So he is tribhanga, that means he is curved at three places. So you can say in local language he is crooked, he is not straight. So our hearts were straight, but we accepted this crooked Krishna in our heart, and our heart adjusted itself in shape to adjust this crooked Krishna in the heart. So we were simple, but we became crooked because we accepted this person in the heart. It's not poetic description, of course, not a physical description. Now we want to take him out of the heart, but because of the crooked situation, it's very difficult to take him out of the heart. ये सबका सार क्या है? सबका सार ऐसा है कि once you get attracted to Krishna, he is such an object of attraction that Hari Bol. It's an attraction of object of attraction that once you get attracted to him, then you can't leave him. So we'll say it's a very bad proposition. The gopis were telling him that actually you don't know. Our advice to everybody is that don't fall in love with this man. Because this man makes you so much involved in him, so much attracted to you, and then he leaves you. And then you suffer and suffer and suffer and suffer, and he is not bothered at all. What kind of lover is this? So out of love, they are telling Uddhav that no one should fall in love with Krishna. So like that she was doing her BSc here, with some different ideas she had come, like some different idea Uddhav had when he went to Vrindavan. Some different idea he had, some different plan and protocols and some strategy he had. But as soon as he went there, he was being pulled. So then he simply could not follow any of his strategy. He was just a listener and he kept on observing and learning and observing and realizing. That's all he did. And further he went and then further he went to meet Nandagaon, to meet his father and mother. And then he asked, where is the house of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda? You have to ask, no? So there were very old and very morose people there. Where have you come from? He said, I have come from Dwarka on behalf of Krishna. I have to meet his mother and father. I have a message for them. So they said, ki there are, you can see two rivers coming from mountain. Yes, I can see. You just follow these two rivers by the side and you will reach Nanda Maharaj's house. So he followed that. Nice rivers flowing profusely, and he followed by the side of the rivers and he went up. Finally he went in the house of Nanda Maharaj, because the two rivers were coming from the house of Nanda Maharaj. Then he went inside Nanda Maharaj's house and then he saw that Nanda Maharaj is crying, that is forming one river. Shuddha is crying, that is forming another river. So again he was like completely bewildered. But they never stopped crying since when Krishna went. And then there was a very great dialogue and there's long description, of course. And then he went to meet gopis because he had message for them also. So he went to meet message to gopis. And the gopis said that we can't meet you in public because I don't think we can express our heart in public to you. We have to go to seclusion. So they took him to a deep forest place inside. But nobody is there. In the middle of jungle they took him. And there they made him sit on the asana because he was a kingly man. And they started talking about what they feel about Krishna. And what they were saying, that some gopis were crying, some gopis were laughing, some gopis were doing drama of imitating Krishna, some were very sorrowful, some falling unconscious, some were crying bitterly, and everybody was also changing their moods. Now they are doing drama, then now they are crying, then they are laughing, then they are joking, then they are remembering him, then they are acting like Krishna, then they are falling unconscious. You can imagine, if you are in the middle of such kind of people, what will happen to you? You are just looking. If I look at you, she is falling unconscious. If I look at you, you are laughing. If I look at you, you are crying. If I look at her, she is doing some remembrance of Krishna, some drama. If you look at her, she is giving bad words to Krishna. Okay, no one should fall in love with Krishna. And then he is doing something else. So what am I supposed to do? So only I can observe. I can keep observing you. But in the observance, Buddha learned so many things. He felt that I cannot imagine what kind of love is this. I thought I loved Krishna. I sit with him, I talk to him, I joke with him, I go out, I make fun with him, I do official work with him, I sleep, I go party with him, I go everything. And I thought I love the Krishna most. I love Krishna the most. But this kind of love, I don't know. I never seen that. So I thought that I am very close to Krishna. No one can be as close to Krishna as me, because everyone wants to be like me, but I am the closest. I sit, eat, go everywhere, full time I am with him only. Any time I can walk in his bedroom, his anything, private chambers. But these ladies are so far from him. But it looks like, when I am looking at them, they are so close to Krishna that I feel I am very far from Krishna. The kind of love they have, the feelings they have, that I am not able to even comprehend what is this feeling. After all that long discussion gopis had, there were millions of gopis and they were all talking to him different times, different. And Radharani, what she was doing? Radharani was not even talking to him. Radharani was talking to a bumblebee which was going around like this. The bumblebee was black colored, bhavra, was going round and round and round. And Radharani was not talking to Uddhav, she was talking to that bumblebee as if bumblebee was Krishna. And she was talking to the bumblebee. क्या कहते हैं उसको बेवफा लवर ऑल काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स इज टॉकिंग इन संस्कृत वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वर्सेस आर देयर सो ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ बैड एंड गुड वर्ड्स इज यूजिंग कि नो वन शुड फॉल इन लव विथ यू यू आर सच अ डिचर यू आर डिचिंग मी यू ब्रोकन माई हार्ट इनटू मेनी पीसेस यू नो वी हैव ओनली वन माइंड एंड दैट यू स्टोल अवे. And now which is the other mind remaining? We are so much suffering over here. So many things, beautiful verses are there. So looking at all these things, at the end of the whole discussion, and not discussion, they talking to him and he is listening, he only came to one conclusion. He didn't give any lecture, which he had gone to give. He had planned a week-long seminar with them, 7 days, 9 to 5. But he couldn't give any lecture. He just ended up in listening everything from all the time to everybody, including boys, girls, cows, calves, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, elderly gopis, everybody, whatever they spoke, he just heard. At the end of the whole story, he just came to a conclusion. Number one, I told you already that I am no one close to Krishna. I felt I was close to Krishna, but they are the closest of Krishna. Even though they are far, at the level of heart, they are so close to Krishna. Number one, realization. And number two is, now I want to get the dust of their lotus feet. So that when I get their dust particles from their feet, I will develop such kind of love in my heart for the Lord. The third thing, you realize that because I am a kingly man, an official position man, a visitor, a messenger, like an ambassador from Dwarka, and they look at me like that, they will not give me their dust so easily. So they will feel that we are a simple village girls, you are such a big man, how can we give our dust to you? So he felt, fourth thing, that I don't even want to embarrass them by asking them. It's like asking a wife, you know, please give me your dust. It's like so much embarrassment for her. So I don't want to embarrass them. I want to make them give me the dust naturally. What is natural for them? I have seen them walking on the ground, and when they walk on the ground, they walk on the blades of grass very comfortably. There is no embarrassment, sankoch, nothing is there. They walk very easily. They don't feel they are walking on the blade of grass. So he decided, number five, that I will become a blade of grass in Vrindavan. Can you imagine? For a person who is so elevated in devotion to Krishna, he is now thinking, I will become blade of grass. So he went back to Dwarka and gave all the report to Krishna. I gave letters to all the people, whoever you gave. And I met everybody and he told what all happened there, what all interaction happened and how I heard everything. And now I am going. He said, where are you going? You are supposed to be here. So he said, I am going back to Vrindavan. He said, why? I am going back to Vrindavan to perform tapasya to become blade of grass, so that one fine day when I will become blade of grass, the gopis will walk over me naturally without any sankoch embarrassment, and I will get their dust from my head, and I will get some enlightenment and some love that they have, a trace of love that they have. And generally people do tapasya to achieve a position higher than what you have today. Now you give an exam, for example. What do you give exam for now? After giving MSc, this and that, you give some exam. Why? Some higher position you want to achieve. Na? Something what you are not now, you want to do some course, something which will upgrade you. You never do some tapasya or some examination to go down from your position. You can't say, sir, I am giving an exam, so from director I can become a manager. You don't do that. It's a funny thing. It's like a vipreet, you know, it's a contrast. Very unusual thing. But Uddhav did that. Uddhav went for tapasya again. Not for achieving a higher position, but whatever he was, higher position, he wanted to become blade of grass. So, and Uddhav didn't say this as a dialogue, as a poetry. Uddhav actually went back to Vrindavan. And how many of you have come to me to a place called Kusum Sarovar? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. You had come to Yatra, na, as a student. So that is the place where Uddhav went. And I told long story there to all of you. There he performed a tapasya. Very severe tapasya. He was a disciple of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is a guru of demigods. He was a disciple of that personality. Such a big, everything, his teacher was big, he was big, his friend was big, everything was big. Still tapasya there, and actually he became blade of grass. And that blade of grass is called as Gulmalata. Specific grass that is available in Vrindavan, that is called Gulmalata. It's a very insignificant kind of blade of grass. And he still lives there as blade of grass. Constantly trying to achieve the dust from the lotus feet of Krishna. So, aisa hai Krishna ka prem. Ye sab baat kahan se nikli? Ki Madam Sangilkar was in Heart Hospital, came as a BSc student here, and then something happened here. She didn't go back, you know. Someone, a dark colored boy, blue colored boy with flute in hand, completely mesmerized her. So she said, now I will not go back. You have won my heart, so I will stay here only. there is a place called Kishighat. How many of you have gone to Kishighat in Vrindavan? Very beautiful place, huh? At the banks of river in Vrindavan. And there is a poetry which says, very poetically and very beautifully, that if you have any material attachments, or any asakti in the world, for anything, for money, for family, for position, for power, for influence, for beauty, for knowledge, for anything of this world, then please do not go to Kishighat. You understand? Do not go to Kishighat. Because you go to Kishighat, then there's a blue colored boy there standing in three curved bending form with a flute in the hand, playing his flute. And if you see him and hear his flute while he is standing there, you will lose all your asaktis, what you think you have. So be careful. If you at all go there, somebody tells you ki, in Vrindavan, ki Jamuna kinare pe na yahan par jayenge na, to aapka chasma utar lenge, bandar log. Hum log bolte hain already yatra mein ki, iske aage chasma nikal ke rakhne ka jeb mein. Aur sambhalne ka. और कुछ फ्रूट्स का और फूड का कुछ बैग होगा तो उसको ओपन घुमाने का नहीं, इधर उधर उसको थोड़ा संभाल करने का, बिकॉज बंदर आके आपसे छीन लेंगे. तो आप बोलेंगे मेरे पास बहुत सारा बैग्स है, कपड़े का भी है, फूड का भी है, इसका भी, उसका भी. तो आई सेड देन यू बी केयरफुल, इफ यू गो देयर योर बैग्स विल बी स्टोलन, योर चश्मा विल गो, योर एनीथिंग अट्रैक्टिव ऑन योर बॉडी विल बी स्टोलन अवे. तो व्हाट डू यू थिंक, आइदर आई कीप ऑल दोस थिंग्स अवे एंड गो देयर, और आई डोंट गो देयर ओनली. And all these things that I described to you are externals. There is a bag, there is a sari in that, there is a bag, there is food in that, there is Mahaprasadam in that, there is some kela in that, there is some chasma attractive in your on your face. They are all external things. I am talking about things that are in your heart. Attachment to money, attachment to position, attachment to so many things. that he is going to steal there. So at one point of time you may say, let the monkeys steal whatever they want, but let Krishna not steal my attachments. I love them. I am so much fond of my attachments. I don't want to lose all of them. But Rupa Goswami is warning all of us. If ever you have some attachments in the material world, do not go to Keshik Ghat, because the blue-colored boy is standing there. He is going to steal everything from you. So what devotees will say? I will go there so that I can get stolen of all those things. All those things are bothering me when I am not with Krishna. When I will go to Keshik Ghat, I want Krishna to be there, see me, I want to see him and let him steal all my attachments. And let only attachment for me should be he. Should be he, his personality. And nothing else. And Bhaktivinoda Hospital is also like Keshik Ghat. If your antenna is open and your signal is good, signal strength is better. Four dandies or five dandies. Then if you come to Bhaktivinoda Hospital, maybe you will lose all your material attractions in life. Maybe you will realize that the goal of life is not what I was doing before. The goal of life is attaining the mercy of the Lord. And maybe you will also perform tapasya like Uddhav. Now I want to attain the dust of the feet of devotees, pure devotees of the Lord, saintly personalities. And in their company I want to attain the perfection of life. So what actually was Uddhav's story? The real story of Uddhav was like this. Uddhav had attained perfection in being the best in the company of Krishna. In the physical association of Krishna, how to become the best, closest person to Krishna. He had attained that situation. And then Krishna wanted him to do post-graduation. Hota hai na? Apne diploma ke aage BSc kiya. Vaise he was already graduate into that science of devotion in association with Krishna. So Krishna thought, I will send him to the University of Gopis for doing his first graduation. For PhD. PhD in devotion without being with the person whom you love. Now he was PhD in, graduate in science of devotion with the personal presence. Now Krishna said, I will send him to the College of Gopis. So he went there and actually became PhD. He didn't become PhD, he became much, much better than PhD, because PhD means you become PhD and you remain there only. But he wanted to become a blade of grass. So something else he became there, more than that. But so Krishna's purpose, when Krishna met him, he understood that gopiyon ki paathshala mein jaake achhi tarah pass hoke aa gaye. He has successfully cleared his exams after going to the University of Gopis in the subject of love of God. So any questions are there? Now I will...